proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And we have a guest with us in studio. In fact, a guest from halfway around the world. Brother Kyle Sutton is with us today. Welcome to the studio, Kyle.
Glad to be here, Aaron.
Well, Kyle, you've been serving with IBJM now for several years. And we want to just get to know you a little bit, introduce you to our radio family that's with us today. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How has the Lord been working in your life?
I was born in Kinston, North Carolina in 1962. And raised in by a Christian family, a Baptist, raised in a Baptist home. And my mother made sure I got to church every Sunday school and worship service. So I grew up hearing the gospel. And funny enough, God called me into to the Jewish mission field. I was raised one block from the only synagogue in town, and I always knew that those were the people that wrote the Bible, but I didn't know much about them. I was saved at age 15, but I didn't like reading books in high school, so the Lord needed to bring about a change in my life. But I backslid after about age 16, getting my driver's license. And but about 9 years later, around age 25, the Lord reclaimed me and brought me into full love and service of Him. And it was a wonderful time. And I immediately began having a love for reading and reading the Bible and reading books about the Bible. And these books I kept getting seemed to all have Israel in them. And in fact, you know, as you know, the Bible includes Israel, and the central focus of the Bible is how God deals with the Jewish people and how He deals with the world. So I began a whole new journey walking with the Lord and learning about Israel at the same time. So that was the first part of my journey towards bringing the gospel to the Jewish people.
Well, it's obviously seeing the Lord working in your life that way, and obviously the Lord called you to ministry amongst the Jewish people. And I remember meeting you several years ago at a four-day focus here at IBJM and seeing how God used that. And now you're serving in Australia. So how did God work out those details for you?
Oh, well, that was very interesting. When He first called me to preach, I had a fear of public speaking, hated to give classroom reports. But when God confirmed to me that He wanted me to preach the gospel, I knew that I would never back up. So when He called me to the Jewish people, He made it very clear that I was to go to His people first and also to the Gentiles. But he gave me a specific calling to go to Australia. And I thought there was nothing there but kangaroos and Aussies. But through our mission board here, the director back 18 years ago told me to think about going to Sydney or Melbourne, Australia, where some 120,000 Jews live. And the same day I got off the phone with the director of the mission board back then, that same day a missionary from Australia called me on the phone from Australia, and I knew right then that this could not be a coincidence, but God confirmed in other ways in the weeks ahead that I indeed was to go to the Jewish people of Australia. So it all began with the mission board asking me to pray about going to Australia.
Well, Kyle, it's evident to see the Lord working in your life right now. What would you say is your maybe a verse that has propelled you in your ministry?
Well, it's in Ezekiel about God's lost sheep scattered about all the hills, having no shepherd to guide them. And indeed, they are sheep without a shepherd. Their rabbis simply tell them to stay in the book of Moses, but they need to read the prophets. So that's what I do, is turn the Jewish people to the prophets and tell them to read Isaiah and others to find out about Jesus.
Well, amen. That is a terrific message that I think all of us need to hear, both Jew and Gentile. Again, we have Kyle Sutton here, serving with International Board of Jewish Missions in Australia. In our next program, we're actually going to delve into the field of Australia, see what the Lord is doing there, and, of course, praying for the peace of Jerusalem as well as praying for the peace of Australia. We're going to kind of extend that prayer focus. And, of course, I invite you, if you would like to hear this program again or listen to our other programs, please go to ibjm.org, and I know that you'll be blessed in doing that. So, again, Kyle, thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Aaron.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.